This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not quite the vernal equinox we're all waiting for, that change of seasons from winter to spring, but the big Wall Street bank started fourth quarter earnings season today, so that's something. The quick rundown goes like this. J.P. Morgan, profits up 6%. Bank of America, up 2%. Wells Fargo, profits down 50%, 50%, as it took a nearly $4 billion charge for a settlement with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Citigroup, profits off 21%, but somehow that still beat expectations. There is no expectation here that you remember each of those earnings. They are kind of all over the place and really not all that memorable individually, but together, they can tell us some things about how the economy's doing and how much risk there might be of it doing worse later on this year. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Back on Monday, when I previewed today's earnings reports, Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics had this to say.
Banks are canaries in the economic coal mine.
Well, so far, in the face of high inflation, rising interest rates, and a slowing economy, the canary's still singing.
So far, the banking industry overall has done pretty well.
Banking consultant Bert Ely says the big banks are increasing how much cash they put aside to cover losses on loans.
The big uncertainty hanging over banking is what's going to happen in the economy. If we have a serious recession, then some of them may be struggling.
Right now, consumers are still in pretty good shape. But savings are dwindling and credit card balances are rising, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.
You're seeing credit card rates that have already moved to a record high and are still likely to increase further.
And banks are getting ready for worse times to come, says equity analyst Eric Compton at Morningstar.
Delinquencies, charge-offs, loan losses are still relatively low. However, they're finally starting to go back up again. We aren't seeing any sort of recessionary levels, but the strain is finally starting to increase a little bit.
One area of increasing weakness is investment banking. In the midst of a market downturn and rising interest rates, says Infrastructure Capital Advisors Jay Hatfield, himself a former investment banker.
Investment banking is a very cyclical business. Having been one, I can attest to that. When the market's way down, investment bankers stop doing new equity issuance.
That's led to a slump in fees and a wave of layoffs as the new year begins. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.